Helping out in the community this winter might look a bit different given COVID-19 precautions, but with a little creativity, there's no shortage of ways to give back. The United Way of Champaign County has compiled a list of holiday volunteering opportunities. Beth Baker is the group's director of community impact. She shared some of those ideas with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman.
I think people are really going to have to be creative. You know, the last several months have required a lot of creativity, but volunteering and giving back in our community is going to have to look a little bit different because of all of the safety protocols that we all need to be keeping in mind. Now we might have to look and say, okay, what are we interested in? Who do we know that could use some help? Who do we know that we could go run to the grocery store for them? Or we can drop by and just have a visit from the front porch, or, you know, elderly neighbors that we need to check in on because they may be lonely and isolated, or when the snow starts falling, you know, can go shovel their walks or pull their garbage cans out for them. Looking within our own networks to where there might be needs and having those conversations amongst your family that this is still volunteering, even though you're not getting dressed up to go someplace and do something specific, it's still giving of your time. And that's what really counts.
Yeah, I love that idea. Small acts of kindness. It doesn't have to be something big, fancy, or formal. There are ways we can all be looking out for each other.
And I think sometimes with families, those are some of the most impactful, because when children see you, you know, looking for ways to be helpful, I mean, that's ultimately what volunteering is. And it's easy when there's something pre-designed, pre-packaged, you sign up and you go, that's great. But sometimes, again, just looking within your own network, your own neighborhood, and taking that time to recognize needs that might be right there in front of you.
Can we talk a little bit about needs? Like, what are some of the greatest needs you've identified throughout our community? And what are maybe some examples of specific ways, in addition to the ideas you just mentioned, that people can help?
You know, the greatest needs right now, it's going to depend on who you are and what your perspective is. Unfortunately, there's a lot. We live in a generous community. We live in a resource-rich community, but there are always needs and there are always concerns. And the current pandemic has exacerbated some of those situations and some of those needs for families who are home with their kids and struggling with childcare, struggling to figure out how to get back to work, struggling to do home education. That's going to be the biggest need. You know, if you're food insecure, that's going to be your biggest need. If you're unemployed, that's your biggest need. So unfortunately, there's no shortage of challenges right now, but some that are seem to always be within our community are, you know, food insecurity.
And Beth, can you also talk about, given that it's winter and the weather's colder, I imagine there's a greater need for winter coats and also shelter from the cold?
You know, I think one of the easiest things that a family can do or a household can do is go through your closets, take a look at your winter coats and your winter clothing items, your hats and gloves. And there are a number of organizations that are collecting those items right now and will get them to individuals that need them. So that's a very easy one. Our shelter, See You at Home, which will be the main location for sheltering both men and women this winter, has a daytime drop-in center and they need volunteers to be in there. And again, taking COVID restrictions and COVID safety protocols into consideration. They keep that in mind. So it's a relatively safe volunteer opportunity that individuals can do that helps the shelter. So, you know, those are just, again, two very simple ways, cleaning out your closets or finding some, you know, coats, hats, and gloves that are on sale right now if you have the ability to purchase and then turn around and donate them to any number of those organizations that are doing those collections.
That's Bev Baker, Director of Community Impact with the United Way of Champaign County. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. Find a link to United Way's list of ideas for giving back this holiday season at illinoisnewsroom.org.